The Okotoks U-15 AAA Oilers have ensured nothing was given to them on the ice. Okotoks swept its way through two rounds of Alberta Elite Hockey League playoffs, capped off by a two-game series victory over the Calgary Bisons to go into the Hockey Alberta U-15 AAA Provincial Championships from March 23 to 26 at the Centennial Arenas as hosts with momentum. "We did what we wanted to do, we wanted to win our way in," said Oilers head coach Jamie Steer. "We wanted to make sure that we were playing top-end hockey and not just taking a free pass. But, the Bisons, are a real good hockey team and they're going to be a team we have to watch out for in provincials because we gave them something to remember here. Very proud of the kids." Okotoks dispatched the Calgary North Stars in the first round of the playoffs in two games and repeated the feat against a high-octane Bison squad in round two. "We wanted to prove that we're good enough to play with the teams that have to make it instead of just getting that bye," said Oilers goaltender Carter Esseler. The series opener saw Okotoks skate to a 6-4 triumph on March 15. Captain Noah Milford had two goals and an assist. Kessler Morrow tallied a goal and two helpers. Braxton Alaric had three assists with Adam Hallett, Caden Hayes and Ashton McCann finding the back of the net. "We wanted to intimidate them and show that we're better," said Hayes. "That we're hard-working and that we're going to win at the end of the day." In Game 2, Okotoks took care of home ice with the 5-2 victory on March 18 at the Centennial Arenas. Hayes had a 4-goal game to lead the attack while Esseler turned aside 41 of 43 shots in goal. "Caden, the first half of the year they weren't all going in for him and he was a bit frustrated," Steer said. "He just stuck with it and this playoff it's paid off. He's got 9 goals in the 4 playoff games." Okotoks, provincial silver medalists in 2022, closed the regular season in sparkling form with 8 wins in its final 10 games prior to its 2 playoff sweeps. "We made it to the finals last year and it was cool to play that," Esseler said. "But this year we're coming out harder and trying to win it." Steer said contributions throughout the lineup have been there in the postseason for the Oilers and the team is buying into the concept of team above individual. "They might not be the ones to have a great game all of the time, but if the team is winning then it's having success," he said. "Right now, in that dressing room, everybody's happy and that's what I like to see." At Provincials, Okotoks and Calgary will be joined by the Airdrie Extreme, Knights of Columbus, KC, Squires and St. Albert Sabres. St. Albert is the defending provincial champion and lost just 2 games in the 2022-23 regular season while Airdrie topped the South Division with just 1 loss on the campaign. St. Albert has lost 2 games all year, Airdrie has only lost 1 game to anybody that's not an academy, Steer said. "I don't want to say we're a full underdog, but we're definitely not the favorites. It's a tournament where you play 4 games in round robin and have to figure out a way to win 3 of the 4 and then be ready in the final. Every game is going to be tough and we're going to have to be at our best and that's what you want at provincials." For full schedule information on the U15 AAA provincials, visit u15aaa.haprovincials.ca.